Report here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We've been trying to keep you as informed as possible all morning about the effects of the storm, including, as you've heard, lots of power outages still. Lots of outbound flights have been delayed significantly. Lots of roads are flooded. Traffic lights are out. I mean, all over the area. Joining us now, we have Travis Tompkins. He is the emergency manager for Escambia County. Travis, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you for having me, Andrew.
You guys just you guys just activated to a level two, which a three. Correct me if I'm wrong. A three is like normal, basically, you know, minimum staffing. A two is something, and a one is like real emergency, big deal. We're at like a two. How serious are things for the county right now?
Well, we are at a two right now. We activated at 7 o'clock this morning. We have a number of missions that the county's undertaking right now. And so with that going on, we want to make sure that we keep up with everything that's going on in real time. And that's why that we bring in those resources into the Emergency Operations Center so that we can monitor what's going on. For instance, we've got our road departments are out there. They've been out there since midnight going out and clearing. We've got a lot of debris, a lot of vegetative debris in the roads, especially over in West Pensacola. And they've been working all night on that, and they'll be working on that until they clear that up today. We also have our building inspection folks. They're doing damage assessment for home damage assessment, looking around to figure out just how much damage we got. We also have our engineering department. They're out there checking out our facilities and making sure to check to see what kind of damage that they ended up with. And then we also have the Maxwell Center and the Forest Creek Apartments, and unfortunately had to be evacuated last night. And so they are actually at the Marie, those folks are at the Marie Young Center, Community Center, so that we have a, what we call Emergency Support Function 6 or Mass Care. So that's going on as well. So we've a lot of moving parts, but I got to brag on my colleagues here at the county. I made lots of phone calls in the middle of the night, and every single person answered my call. And so we were well prepared, and the county, I'm just really, really proud of the response.
The one thing Commissioner Bender was telling us last hour is that I guess you guys tasked, like ECAT is not providing any services today except for emergency medical type services, but ECAT has been retasked as that evacuation service to help the people in the apartments that had flooded. Is that right?
That's exactly right. When I called them last night at midnight and said, hey, you know, looks like Forest Creek Apartments, unfortunately, is going to flood again. They provided buses for that. Then we found out that the REAP Maxwell Center had flooded out, and I called them right back and asked them to get a bus over there, and they did that as well. And they just it was just an awesome partnership and an awesome response.
And I'm figuring, Travis, you tell me, but if I'm wrong about this, but it seems like it was not just the kind of the sudden one thing that happened, but it was this never ending kind of hours long rain and rain and rain and rain and rain and rain. And of course the wind and of course the lightning, but the rain accumulation over time, I had heard Channel 3 say as much as 16 inches in some places, that, you know, no drainage system, no governmental, you know, no streets and whatever drainage system is designed to handle 16 inches. Even the best one is going to encounter problems. And so that backs up the drainage, and you have things like the sewer pot, you know, holes open, or the, you know, the storm drain manholes, you know, popping open and things like that. Is that basically what happened here?
Well, I'll tell you. So we got a tremendous amount of rain in a very, very short period of time. West Marino, our county administrator, was mentioning during our briefing that over the 20 years of the work that they've done to try to mitigate that, that we're actually in better shape than we've been in the past. And so
we totally agree. Got
a lot of ponding. We definitely got a lot of ponding, got a lot of, you know, a lot of standing water, but I'm so very thankful that it is draining off, because we're looking at what we got weather coming in right now. We've got some coming in tonight, and it looks like we're going to be impacted over the weekend as well. And my prayer is that it lessens up, it drains off, and that we're able to then absorb the rest of this rain that's coming in, because unfortunately we're not done.
No, I was going to ask you about that. Hang on for just a sec. We're talking to Travis Tompkins, the emergency manager for Escambia County. Candy's got a quick traffic on the fives.
We're getting reports that some of the Ruby Tuesdays are flooded, like the one in Warrington, I guess. And, of course, Travis said, just lots of areas of ponding water. Certainly be careful wherever you are. Lots of slowdowns, lots of lights out, and that's the main thing. The road closed due to water on Highway 98 in Fairfield, right near the Pedito Bay Emergency Clinic. Olive and Breeslane showing an accident with a possible roadblock. 29 and 9.5 mile road, that traffic light is out or flashing. So use caution. 98 in Fairfield, we mentioned that. Part of that roadway is still underwater. Warrington at Chiefs Way showing a traffic light out. The lights are back on Garden Street. The intersection is Sunset and Navy. Water pouring out of the road. That's near the front gate of Pensacola NAS. Power looks like it is back on downtown for the most part, but still out. A lot of it in the Warrington area. Forest Creek Apartments, I know we talked about that. That area had to be evacuated, part of it due to flooding. Same with Warrington Creek Apartments in that area. Light is out at Jackson and Pace near Blue Angel Music. And caution wherever you are. Certainly if I miss something, let us know. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. Fort Pickens Road, partially impassable. The same thing with Via de Luna. And Fort Pickens itself is closed right now. 437-1620, traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Travis Tompkins, the emergency manager for Escambia County. Travis, I know whenever there's big rain events, one of the things that comes up is the question about safety of road surfaces, safety of bridges, because as the soil gets wet, that changes. Things can move around, holes can open. Things might seem safe, but actually aren't. Are we seeing any of those kinds of effects yet? Do you have safety warnings for people about where to avoid, where to drive or not drive when it comes to those kind of concerns?
Well, my main thing that I would say to that is that, we say it over and over again, and I think, you know, people, they just kind of tune it out, but it's that turn around, don't drown. If you think that you can't make it through, if you see that standing water over a roadway, there is no sense in trying to drive through that. Unfortunately, we see that all the time, and we saw that even last night, people trying to drive through that. And it doesn't go well for a lot of folks, especially with cars or lower trucks. I mean, it's just not safe to do that. And so we just ask that if you see that standing water, just don't drive through that. There's no reason to do that.
Were your teams out already trying to clear roads and, you know, kind of patrol for blockages from downed tree limbs and things like that even during the storm? Or did you have to wait kind of until it had passed to get out and look afterwards?
No, sir. I made a call to Jamie Higdon over at the roads department. It was sometime between 11 and midnight last night, and they immediately went out and started, and they worked the entire night during the storm trying to get those trees out of the road. So they're doing a phenomenal job, and they're not going to quit until they're done.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and I know from my own personal experience, just trying to compare this with like 2014 and, you know, other storms that we have had in between, as bad as it's been, and it is bad in some places and has been bad, to me, it seems to be much less severe. And, you know, either as a result of the storm or as a result of your folks and doing what they're doing or the improvements that have been made over the last 9 years in terms of making stormwater management, work better. You know, it's not necessarily the thing that people see that they celebrate. I mean, I know Forest Creek has had its problems, but like Commissioner Bender said, yeah, but it happened a lot later in the process than it would have otherwise, which means that we're still making, you know, things are getting better. Travis Tompkins, he is the emergency manager for Escambia County. Travis, what are we expecting the rest of the day? We got this one system that's headed our way off of Mobile. It seems pretty severe. Is it still just pay attention, be aware, more could be coming?
Very much so. I mean, this storm that's coming on us right now, the National Weather Service called me late last night when it was over on top of Shreveport, as a matter of fact, and said, hey, you know, look, it's coming your way, and unfortunately it's going to drop quite a bit more rain. And then and unfortunately we have been more, you know, coming in tonight and again and through the weekend. And one thing I did want to mention too is that we're putting sand out at all of our normal sand locations. We don't provide the sandbags, but we do provide the sand, and that will be going out this morning for citizens that want to take advantage of that. I know that a lot do, and you know, this this event that we had last night, we were just under a slight, a slight risk, and then that turned into something much, much, much more than that. But we will be putting that sand out as well.
All right. Well, Travis, thanks so much for the update. Travis Compton's the emergency manager for Escambia County. Sir, as always, thank you for the work. Thanks for keeping us informed, for planning in advance and then for executing when things actually happen. I appreciate both parts.
Yes, sir. Happy to serve.
All right.